Anyway, that show, by the way, I think has now set a record for most seasons by any scripted television show. What was that?
We got Traffic, Wreck in Front of the Hardee's, Across from Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
We probably caused it.
Hey, look, there's one.
One car's upside down.
Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You got to be, you really got to be, somebody had to be doing something really stupid to get a car upside down at that point on Atlanta Highway, because it doesn't move that fast. Man, I give up. All right, it's 5 o'clock. We have one more hour of this show.
Revolutionary in his field, Dr. Banati created, perfected, and patented the Banati spine procedures. Using his genius, Banati invented the precise tools necessary to minimize surgery, scarring, anesthesia, and recovery. So successful are the Banati spine procedures, they consistently reflect 98.75% patient satisfaction. 60,000 procedures have been performed exclusively at our location. Nearly half our patients have suffered from failed back and neck surgeries at other facilities. Banati succeeds where others fail.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
Time now for the post-Thanksgiving game show everyone is playing.
What's in the foyer?
Let's meet our contestant, Jim. Tell us about yourself, Jim.
Well, I'm a little hungry and want to see what's left of the leftovers.
Go ahead, open the fridge and take a wild guess as to what's in the foil. Your time starts now.
It's got shape to it. Rectangular-ish, so I'm going to say cornbread?
Let's take a look. Oh, sorry, Jim. It's a disgusting color green, so it's got to be green bean casserole. Oh, hold on. Our judges say that green color is actually mold, and that is cornbread. Congrats, Jim. What do you want to do?
Just put it back.
That's the correct answer. Put it right back in so someone else can play.
What?
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 5.
Fox News, I'm Rich Dennison. Moderna is asking the federal government to allow emergency approval to begin distributing its coronavirus vaccine, which the company says has shown to be more than 94% effective in clinical trials.
While this week, a CDC panel of experts will meet to decide how initial supplies of the vaccine will be given out. Healthcare workers are expected to get the first doses.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. President Trump continues his attacks against Republican officials in Georgia over the state's results, which show he lost to President-elect Joe Biden. Gabriel Sterling oversees the state's voting systems and dismisses claims of any issues with the state's results.
However many words I can use to say how crazy some of these things are, nothing was shipped overseas. No votes were switched. We didn't have an audit that proved no votes were switched.
Georgia certified its results last week after two recounts. America is listening to Fox News.
A liar and he knows it. my opinion is that Elf on the Shelf, I don't like it. And I think the elf actually looks like Pete Buttigieg.
It looks just like him.
I mean, first of all, because Buttigieg had that elfy thing. I wonder why he hasn't been picked for a major role in the Biden administration yet.
I thought he was going to be the anti-gun czar.
No, that was beat off O'Rourke from
Texas.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, we're going to come and get your gun. Do that. You'll be welcomed in the South. We'll make sure you're nice and warm. Bunch of crap. So sick of
it. I don't get the memes with the elf. I mean, they make memes of it, and it's different little things.
I guess it's about the whole purpose of the Elf on the Shelf is that you put it in your kid's room, and it's designed to give your child nightmares if they behave poorly.
Ooh.
I'm not down with that.
That's kind of terrifying. I mean, it's kind of okay to be like, hey, Santa's watching. Rather than, hey, look.
Yeah, but you see that Santa does that with a magical device. He's not sitting in your room.
That's worse. He's watching.
Much worse.
Look, he's right there.
God knows some pervert could probably wire one of those things up to actually spy. You know, like somebody from, Obama's administration. They were pretty good at spying on things, right? Come up with that. I'm happy to report virtually no feedback on anything today. Again, there's been no major... Here's what I think is happening. We've had all these hearings. Rudy got cheered for his presentation in Arizona today. There isn't a state legislature or state official, especially these two crooks next door in Georgia, Kemp and Asfartenworth or whatever his name is, that has the balls to overturn or order a redo or judge. But a few judges that have made rulings, one in Georgia the other day, he halted the whatever they were doing with the Dominion machines and then reversed himself. Like, right after he got his call from the Clinton crime family saying, you better change that your mind on that, or you might be pushing up daisies soon.
Mm-hmm. I think he's reversed himself again.
What does he think he is, a transmission? For God's sake, man, make up your damn mind. Know the law and stick with it. Good. So what does that mean?
Well, I think they've already done some things to the machines while he was dithering.
Yeah, give us a chance to fix these, and then we'll be back. We'll get back to you, assholes. I just can't stand it. All right, it is 5:08. Is that Mr.? All right, we will have to take this break and then come back and find out why the market had a pickle puss today. That's the technical term.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Montgomery has settled a federal lawsuit on panhandling. The city settled its portion of a lawsuit last week with civil rights groups, including the SPLC, ACLU of Alabama, and the National Homeless Law Center. The agreement requires the city to stop the enforcement of two ordinances that criminalize panhandling. The Alabama prison system, which suspended visitation during the pandemic, is starting a video visitation service to try to reconnect prisoners with their family and friends. The Department of Corrections said the system is expected to be rolled out to all prisons by early December. Inmates will be able to use the video kiosks by appointment. It is about to look a lot like Christmas around the state capitol. The state Christmas tree will be set up this week. Workers will spend several days decorating the 35-foot-tall tree, and the Christmas lights will be turned on during a ceremony at 4:30 p.m. Friday. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
When we go out for lunch, we love Sinclair's. They have something for even the pickiest eaters in our bunch.
We serve our same appetizers, which a lot of folks come in and have them for lunch or for dinner. And we also do burgers and fresh seafood.
Sinclair's salads are always my go-to choice. I love their variety, which is why they've been a River Region favorite for years.
We've been known for our salads since we opened. We do a lot of smaller salads, but we do a lot of dinner entree type salads. Cuts of chicken or shrimp or fresh fish on it, you know, however you want to do it. Shrimp and avocados are popular one that we've sold for years and years.
All their salads, steaks, burgers, seafood are all locally sourced, and that means a lot to me. Let's not forget their pasta dishes.
I like one called Mediterranean Chicken Pasta, which is a fried chicken breast over angel hair pasta with a red sauce on it that's really, really good.
We love going to Sinclair's for lunch, dinner, or both. Sinclair's, a Montgomery tradition at Vaughn and Taylor Road.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw a log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one. Our first taste of Arctic air of the season and the first widespread freeze tonight with the overnight low temperature falling to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, look for a cold day, but sunshine, high temperature only in the 40s. Coldest night will actually be tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday morning and back into the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Trustworthy. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Everybody now!
I'm not gonna work. I am gonna shop online all day. Hey, boss, go away. So I can shop online all day.
I'm at the office. I'm going online. I'll make like I'm working. At least I can try. As soon as
I can tell you one place of business where that kind of chicanery did not happen, at McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, Mr. Right on the Money. Brant McDonald joining us. Brant, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, buddy. And
hey.
Hope Thanksgiving was good and the weekend was good for you.
Oh, it was actually it was a good weekend, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were here Friday morning, Saturday.
That's good.
And I just wanted to share with you, I will not reveal the source for this note, but, okay, I spoke with my guy at McDonald Hagen today. He had great suggestions on I am sending to him to invest for this recent widow. Great team to work with. Thanks for turning us on to them over a year or two ago. And specifically, sending out the guy that helped us out while you were recovering from your knee replacement surgery, Jason Bryant.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
I mean,
that's really good.
That makes me feel good. I want everybody to prosper. I want people to do well. And I love it when they take the suggestion, call, no obligation, sit down and meet with you guys and see, you know, what kind of plans they can put together. But
yeah.
I noticed the market had a bit of a sourpuss today. Where was the source of the negativity? Did Black Friday numbers not meet expectations, or was there something else going on?
You know, I'm not so sure that it was a lot to do with retail sales, because we just haven't gotten a ton of data to really confirm anything. We'll be getting that this week. Mm. I think the biggest issue is everyone right now is front and center over this virus and these cases and vaccines and all of that. You know, if you recall, the last few weeks, we've had a nice little run-up. We had the rotation that I had been talking about so much, which really means a broadening out of with market participants. So we're not so top-heavy in the indexes with one group leading the charge. And that's healthy. We want to see that. So the rotation's been really good. And, you know, everyone's focusing, as I said, on the vaccine and this COVID stuff, but also stimulus. You know, are we going to get that bridge? Where is that bridge? The Fed, you know, is meeting on Tuesday, tomorrow. They'll start their FOMC meeting. On Wednesday, we'll get commentary out of the Fed Chairman Jay Powell. That's something that I can guarantee you I'll be tuned into just to kind of hear what he has to say. But my suspicion is he's going to continue to say, hey, look, we're here, we're ready, we're going to provide any liquidity that's necessary, but we need Congress to act. And that's what he did last time. That's probably what he's going to say again. And so then the spotlight's going to be on Washington to see, is there any way that anyone can come together to cobble together some sort of deal, whether it's $500 billion or $1 trillion or something. Because a lot of those benefits are running out.
You know what? So, Trump's been willing to sign a bill for the last 2 months, but Nancy Pelosi didn't want to give him a straight-up bill to help people. She wanted to include all her ideological horse crap in it, and so nobody's gotten it. Now it is running out, and now they want to take credit for coming in, you know, like the Lone Ranger with the white hat on at the last minute and saving the day. It's sickening. They have... Did you see the story? It was in the New York Post. One-third of all New York and New Jersey small businesses are closed for good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a really sad situation and a really sad state of affairs. And this is going on all over the country. There are small businesses who are still struggling incredibly.
Yes.
I know of many of them right here in Montgomery.
Sure.
And these are great businesses, but this virus thing has just crushed them. And they can't come back. I mean, the PPP loan, the EIDL, you know, disaster relief loans through the SBA, a lot of these businesses have tapped all those and there's nothing left. Yeah. And so it is. I think Pelosi misplayed her hand again. The key thing that separated getting a deal done, quite frankly, was the fact that Pelosi wanted to send literally – she wanted to send right around $1.5 trillion to the state of California,
yeah,
the state of Illinois, and the state of New York. And Trump said, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
And that's where it all broke down. That's the bottom line. And I think this time, you can already tell by Biden's actions based on the appointments that he's making to key cabinet positions and others, he's playing it down the middle, which is smart if you're him, because and the people who are really, you know, surrounding him, trying to protect their key central base, because the blue wave didn't happen.
No.
We saw that, and you're continuing to see some of these House races that are getting resolved in California, or whether it's Wisconsin or wherever. This is going to be the most gridlocked Congress that we have seen in years, and so forget about it. They can do a deal. They can do a deal while Trump's still president. You know, they
sure
really can. And hopefully, if you know, get something done around, you know, half tree into a tree.
I hope they, you know, they do. I think as long as it's straight up help. But why we in Alabama should be expected to bail out the miserable management of Illinois and New York and California is beyond me. And people are fleeing those states by the thousands. It's just incredible.
No, it is. And we have a great democracy, but there's a difference between a republic like we are versus democracy. These states have rights.
Yes.
And the citizens of those states have rights. And the redistribution doesn't line up like it does in other countries around the world. So,
you know, and you don't have to be a genius to know this election was flat out stolen. But finding a judge outside of the Supreme Court or state officials like those two losers next door in Georgia who will stand up for what's right in the face of what they might perceive to be a threat to their lives, I think at this point it's pretty clear the only hope for any change in this electoral outcome is going to have to come from the Supremes. And even they, you know, look at Justice Roberts, what a turncoat he's been. He was supposed to be the most conservative Supreme Court Chief Justice in history. Ha! That's a joke. I think they're all compromised. I think they're all working in an environment of fear, and that's really, really sad. That said, going back to what my friend said at the beginning, thanking me for suggesting that she visit McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and get a plan together. People that, and by the way, I also heard over the weekend how much the communication is appreciated from the firm to the client. Not only on, not just, here's what you have, but here's why you have what you have and what we expect to see happening and what we're doing to protect and grow your money. You don't have to walk in with your checkbook. Just walk in with an open mind and sit down and talk about ways that you can build a financial future and become managerial about your money. That's what they do. 387-0094. And you also heard that wonderful testimony to our young friend, Mr. Bryant, there, who is part of what we call the Brain Trust of McDonald and Hagen. 387-0094. Make that appointment and plan for your financial future. Brent, looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, for sure. We'll try to give you a buzz in the morning and see what's going on with the markets as we open at the opening bell, and we'll see what tomorrow brings. Big meeting with the Fed.
All righty, man. Thanks for the time.
All right.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay Quellen. Where's Jay Quellen at?
Oh, I think we're going to be hearing from her shortly.
Woo.
But right now it's 5:22. Let's see how the roads are moving. And by the way, what's the... I want to just check the latest temperature.
Dude, I went out back to check traffic a minute ago, and I swear I saw some floating rain droplets.
Yeah, sleet.
Yeah, straight out there, man.
Yeah, no, that's totally possible. Right now, the temperature is 41. It was 58 when I walked in the door.
Ooh.
And even that felt pretty cold with wind. It's 41, and the wind chill has it at 33, so that's just above freezing. So any moisture up in those dark clouds you're seeing that comes down may not have time to melt before it plasters you in your face, so to speak. So let's see how the roads are doing with this. 5:23.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are very busy all over Montgomery right now. We have heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The Boulevard, very heavy traffic all the way around the city. Atlanta Highway, a lot of cars there headed outbound. And Taylor Road is busy on both sides of I-85. Buckle up and drive carefully. No new accidents in the Montgomery area. However, up in Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in the eastbound lanes of Cobbs Ford, right in front of Walmart, they continue to work an accident there. Use caution and watch out for emergency vehicles. Over 55 pre-owned Camrys have arrived at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything you want to trade in is worth a minimum of $1,500. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Grandma, look out!
Has your grandma been run over by a reindeer? Don't sing about it. Sue over it. Call the law offices of Elmo and Patsy.
When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, I called Elmo and Patsy.
Our investigators found hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. And that's when we filed a lawsuit.
They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves.
It's not Christmas without Grandma. Call the law offices of Elmo and Patsy. You may say there's no such thing as a massive settlement,
but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
And if Grandpa just got run over by a lawsuit from Grandma, call 819-4810 for the law offices of Delk and Tomlinson. I don't believe they handle reindeer mishaps. Joining us now, Jacqueline Tomlinson.
Hey!
Hand model and extraordinary attorney.
Don't look at my dry cuticles in that picture.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a lovely rendering of Adams Drugs Bud Paste in the foreground with the magnificent trees of Georgia behind it. It was a beautiful...
Hey, I don't leave home without it. I'm not kidding. I practice what I preach here.
I want to do a Christmas card around that photo.
It was beautiful, and it shows you that you can use it anywhere you go.
That's right.
Hey, I had to use it on Steven last night, so it's not like the kids grow out of it. Steven had a little bit of tinge of the red butt last night, and guess what Mommy said? Get the diaper bag. He needs the butt paste.
Well, you know, and with this cold... Especially the cold that's coming in now with the wind, it may come in handy.
Ooh.
For not just those red cheeks, but these.
Yeah.
You never know, man.
Use it. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm out there in the wind and my cheeks get nice and rosy red.
Yeah.
I have to see how it
works.
Put
on the butt paste.
Yeah, man. Butt paste for your face.
We played a contest on the morning show. You may have been here on a show when we did it. Truth or Baloney?
Yeah.
And our first caller was a woman who was very good, and it came down. It was a long contest, but she was the first one. She lost, and I felt bad, so she became our latest butt paste winner.
Sweet.
Let me tell you something. It's an amazing gift. Like, and it should be on everybody's Christmas list. Oh, great stocking stuffer.
That's what I'm bringing down to Florida. My daughter's gonna look at me like I need the institution.
What's wrong with you, Dad?
The gift that keeps on giving. Butt paste. Hey.
What are you trying to tell me, Pops?
It worked then, it'll work now.
Everybody needs it in their lives.
Have you returned from the mountains?
We have. We have returned. We are back in the Gump.
While you were there, I'm looking at a headline from David Blackman, our buddy's blog. We'll talk to him tomorrow. Monday News Roundup, Fulton County, Georgia is ground zero for the creation of the U.S. Banana Republic. And again, curious to know you were... there, you may have interacted with businesses. What's the buzz in Georgia right now?
It's like people are very unsettled. That's the impression that I got. And it was funny because my husband even made the comment about, you know, how upset the majority of the population of Georgia must be as to how the election turned out, because it was very clear from the people that we talked to, the signs we saw, the flags that were flying, that the election should have gone a different route than it did. And so it was very shocking. I mean, literally the only time we saw anything blue or Biden was when we were in Atlanta. As soon as you get out of Atlanta, never again. Wow. It was insane.
It's so sad. That's a, you know, Georgia's a pretty big state, yet one stupid city that's had nothing but trouble this year.
Yeah.
Determines what the rest of them are going to have to live with. It's Atlanta's becoming the Chicago of the South.
Well, in the runoff election, the commercials that we were seeing were very interesting. I tried to find some that I could, like, Facebook over to you or YouTube over to you, and it wouldn't let me do it. But a lot of the television commercials were very interesting to watch.
What are they? What message are they trying to send to the voters in Georgia?
So pretty much the left is going on COVID and trying to say that, you know, the Republican Party played COVID off like it wasn't a big deal and the COVID numbers. And then they focus on like the deaths and how many deaths there have been nationwide, not in Georgia, because Georgia is not a mandatory mask state. They have not been, there's no mask mandate.
Right.
Every city, every county has the ability to do what they want to do. Although most of the shopkeepers have a sign that say, like, if you get COVID in our store, we're not responsible.
Right.
And, you know, some people were wearing masks, some people weren't. I'd say it was maybe 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Republican commercials are very much focusing on the extremists of the left agenda and how quite a few times during the campaign nationwide, they used Georgia as an example.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very much focused on if you vote Democratic, it's going to be this radical left agenda.
Well, it is, especially with that one guy, the Warlock.
Warnock,
I'm sorry.
And then they have like a Stacey Abrams commercial where she's talking about like all documented and undocumented immigrants' votes should count and all this kind of stuff. And you're just kind of like, what?
No.
Wait a minute. Like, yeah. That's not how this works.
Well, don't forget, she's still the imaginary governor of Georgia.
She's crazy is what she is. Certifiable.
Wow.
Put some antlers on that moose.
Yeah, it was crazy, but it was kind of like I told you on Saturday, like the Roy Moore commercials here. It was like every other commercial. Like, yeah. My parents and I are sitting there watching Family Feud, you know? And it's like every other... By the way, I am awesome at Family Feud, so if anybody needs a Family Feud partner, I can totally be your cousin, Jake Bolin, because I kill it on the Family Feud. But so we're trying to just watch it, you know? And it's like every other commercial is like these crazy political ads. It's just like, wow.
Well,
so now I'm invested.
I was talking earlier about trying to navigate this new television we have. And whatever this Samsung thing is, where they got like 5,000 channels, I ended up on some old game show thing. And it was weird. I'm watching Monty Hall.
What kind of cable did you get?
It's not cable. It's part of the TV package. If you know, once you connect it to the internet, they have like 1,500
Samsung TV Plus.
I need this.
That's what it's called.
Well, you can come
What's
over and have mine because
5,000 crap channels.
Yeah, really. I mean, that pretty much.
I just want the game show channel, and YouTube TV doesn't have it. Now I can't watch my Family Feud. And y'all, I'm not sleeping. I'm watching Family Feud.
Well, you can come over to my house anytime and watch game shows if I can find that channel again.
I need somebody to play them with me. I get really competitive in my imaginary Family Feud. I'm like, that's not the answer. This is the number one answer. My husband's like, you gotta calm down. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh, I saw a thing on the Book of Faces that said that Family Feud is looking for families in Montgomery.
Anybody in Montgomery that wants me to be part of their family, I'll make it happen.
Dude, we kind of look related.
I know. We can make it happen.
I think I'd rather be Jay Quellen's brother.
Ben?
We'll make it work. I mean, if Family Feud is interested... I will volunteer.
We got to get you out. They would pick you because you're so animated.
Mm-hmm.
You're fun. Family,
and I'm good at it, you guys. Look, I'm really competitive.
Shh, don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody. I wonder if they have a Family Feud like game that you could buy at like Target, but I could get like my parents and
probably
we could duel at Christmas.
Probably.
Get my in-laws over and play, you know,
put
Family
the Monopoly
Feud.
Up. We're pulling out Family Feud.
I know. I'm not allowed to play Monopoly anymore. My family has forbid it. I'm bad.
I believe it. The bank really goes up in flames.
Oh, yes, they do.
What?
Family Feud game.
I know they
used to have Deal or No Deal, and my family and I actually played that. That's another one I get invested in. I mean, I'm like rooting for you. I mean, I want the $1 million in your case. I'm invested. Well, and this one guy fought to the death. He thought he had $750,000 and hit $5. I felt for him.
Ooh.
I was like, man. But yeah.
I'll get you the game that doesn't have Steve Harvey's picture on it.
Your stash
By the way,
is way better.
Please make a note. Our happy hour Christmas party is the night of December 9th, a week from
December
Wednesday.
December 9th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right.
You're invited.
Whoa. I'll be there.
At the Baumhauers. Okay.
At the Baumhauers. You know I'm a sucker for the Baumhauers.
Yeah.
Well,
my jam.
Glad you made it back safe. Thank you for your time and energy today. And now you know what you're getting for Christmas from me.
Absolutely, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
Love you, Jay Quellen. I believe that would be Chad calling in on the other line while we check traffic.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic with an update on some accidents that are ongoing right now. Up in Prattville, Cobbs Ford Road in the eastbound lanes, right in front of Walmart. They should have that accident cleaned up by now, but use caution just in case there's some boots on the ground still there. In Montgomery, Atlanta Highway, out in front of the probate office near Faulkner University, we have an accident somewhere in that stretch. We understand it was a possible overturned vehicle. Please use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. And on the East Boulevard at Arbor Station, we have an accident there. We have a lot of traffic on the road right now. Very heavy traffic. I-85 southbound from South Union up to the I-65-85 interchange. We've got a lot of slow traffic northbound 85 from Taylor Road to Chantilly. The Boulevard, very busy right now, as well as Taylor Road and all of the 31s outbound. Use caution. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
From all of us at Brubaker Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Kia, and Infiniti, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. It's better at brubaker.com.
If it came from Santa, it probably came through Wholesale Hunter in Wetumpka. Ammo, rifles, shotguns, pistols. Wholesale Hunter is all you need. Happy holidays from Wholesale Hunter, Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Throw a log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one. Our first taste of Arctic air of the season and the first widespread freeze tonight, with the overnight low temperature falling to the upper 20s. Tomorrow, look for a cold day, but sunshine, high temperature only in the 40s. Coldest night will actually be tomorrow night, Tuesday night. We'll fall to the mid-20s by dawn on Wednesday morning and back into the 50s on Wednesday afternoon. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The snowman was a jolly soul, with a corncob and a button nose and toes made out of coal. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his, he began to dance around. Oh, the snowman with a broomstick in his, running here and there all around the square, saying, me if you can.
And if dirty words appeared in your mind during the playing of that bleeped out version of Frosty, we had nothing to do with it. You put them in there. That's your naughty mind at work. All right, 5:39. I hope Chad gets a chance to call us back. He was rained out earlier. Here's Timberwolf.
Hey, Greg!
God, what have you got your phone on?
What are you talking about?
Good phone.
Nothing.
It's loud.
Very loud.
That's that was me. I'm just loud. I'm sitting on the back porch drinking a cold beer and enjoying this frosty weather.
That's great, isn't it?
Frosty the Snowman is frosting up my beer.
Yes.
But you were talking about that TV that you got.
Yes.
I've got all these 5,000 channels and all that. You bought yourself a Roku TV. is what you got.
Well, I got Roku. That's built into the TV, and I know what that
is. Right. That's why you got so many daggone channels, and you got this little damn remote that looks smaller than a Twinkie.
Well, that's not even that big. It's a Heath bar.
Yeah, there you go.
Maybe.
And they don't label nothing on them damn buttons. You have to sit there and figure it out and play with a daggone screen, and you get this humongous. I mean, you almost have to have a computer degree to operate your daggone computer, your TVs anymore.
Yes.
I know. I got one at the house, and I'm still trying to figure it out, and I've had it here for 6 months.
What happened to words?
If
you can put all the commands onto a remote, can't you make the service of the remote just large enough so we can read on and off HDMI 1, blah, 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 Samsung crapola? Just label it. So instead I got to...
Oh, yeah.
You got to guess what the channel up and channel down and which one is the volume up and volume down. That's ridiculous.
Right.
And then the TV's talking to me and yelling out the volume every time it goes up or down a couple of... Oh, God.
I'll get by there and try to fix it for you, man.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I mean, I've got 3 computer degrees, and I can't even figure out my phone, nor can I figure out my damn TV.
Bill Timberwolf, we appreciate it.
I didn't mean to say that. I didn't mean to say that bad word. Sorry. Sorry about that one. Slipped out.
What, damn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Damn.
Damn. Hey,
well, at least
don't put the Lord's name.
But yeah, you got to, that's what you got up there. And as far as I can't wait to see what's going to happen at the inauguration.
I predict, assuming that Biden is going to be inaugurated, there will be a million or more Trump supporters in town raising hell. That's what I predict.
And you know what? If I can get my finances right, I am going to be there myself.
Timberwolf.
Holding that daggone Trump flag saying, Trump 2020.
Yep. He won the election. He should be getting, re-inaugurated, but that's not happening unless the Supreme Court does.
It's called Dominion Computers.
Yeah, I know. We know all about it. I got to run. I appreciate the call. Chadster.
You know, in my lifetime, I've done a lot of backpacking and reconnoiting in the mountains of the Great Sierra Nevada, Smoky Mountains, and the Appalachian Trail. It's easier to find my way on the trails than find my way through my menu on the TV.
that guy is
absolutely. First off, I got like 5 remotes sitting on the table. So I got to figure out which one turns the TV on, which one accesses the internet, does it access the internet, and how do I get from Netflix over to Amazon Prime over to CBS Sports Special? It's absolutely insane. And you're right, no words on anything anymore. No words.
This is a deliberate dumbing down, in my opinion.
Well, my son and his bride, they've been married for about a year and a half, came home this weekend. I came home for the holiday, and I'm urging them to have grandchildren so I can finally have grandchildren say, here, figure this out for me. Every time he goes to visit my parents, it's like, can you come in here and check on this computer? I can't download photos. but that's what grandkids are for, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, you have to literally, you can literally spend hours just tooling around your TV trying to get somewhere on the thing. It's just, trying to figure out where you are. Or if you accidentally press a button and it takes you out of the movie you're in the middle of, how do I get back to it?
Oh, you're never going to find it.
It's like, resume. Oh, press start over. Oh, no. Somebody needs to do a whole comedy routine. And anybody who's over 40 years old is having this problem. I'm definitely over 40, and Greg, you're what, at least 42?
Yeah, about that.
Imagine Biden trying to work his way through his smart TV.
Oh, he's not. No way.
He'd break the other ankle. The dog would break the ankle. It's funny how, Trump goes to the hospital for, a surprise checkup or something, and it's like news night and day as the president gets turned up. Biden breaks the leg in the news, and the news is, but Trump was worse.
This is transparency. He puts a damn cat in the White House like he's George Washington crossing the Delaware on Christmas Day. I can't take it. They're going to make me nuts, Chad.
But it's not transparency because they locked all the reporters in the van so they couldn't get any video of anything.
I hate them. I hate them,
and
Chad.
And then they lied to everybody and said it was just a sign. And let me tell you something, Greg. They did an x-ray, but when I saw they did a CT scan, you don't get a CT scan for an ankle sprain. You know, you get that when they think it's broken. You know, so now he's going to wear the boot, which means he's, that'll be his excuse for not being able to walk. He'll be doing the Hillary walk, and he'll blame it on the boot. But I can tell you, the good part about all this, provided, he won't have to do this for very long because President Kamala's going to be ready. She's in the wings, man. She's like the, you remember the advertisement with the, the dressed up old lady and Paul Ryan pushes her over the cliff?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be Biden in the wheelchair and Kamala pushing him over the cliff.
Yeah, that's true.
Or down the front of the White House stairs, anyway.
They'll be throwing Joe and his cat out on their ass soon enough.
That's exactly, that'd be a catastrophe, wouldn't it?
Yep. Oh.
So, sorry. Y'all be good. Take care.
You too, man. Thanks.
Thank you, Chad. And now we go to, I don't recognize his name. Identify yourself, sir.
Yes, this is first-time caller.
Yes.
My name is Cooter.
Welcome.
I've never called. I've listened to your show a whole lot.
Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I have a complaint.
Most of our first-time callers do.
At least you got that experience guy. What's his name? The something experience?
Oh, the Seth Spotlow experience, yeah.
Yeah, every time I listen to your show, if he's not on, I just turn it back off again.
Oh, don't do that, because even when I'm not here, Greg looks good.
I've heard that.
He looks even better now he's been riding his bike.
He's got a bike?
Yeah, that he rides every day, just about.
I could make a joke about that, but I won't.
What?
It wouldn't be allowed, I don't think.
No, sure it would.
I wouldn't want you to get kicked off the air of the FCC. So my complaint is, when you do your frosty thing there,
yes,
you don't do your dancing sounds when he's dancing around anymore.
I know. I didn't do that this time.
You didn't do it last time either. You hadn't done it in a while.
I will.
We expect more out of you, sir.
I'm busy trying to buy something for my daughter on Amazon right now, and I can talk, and I'm hearing everything you're saying, but now it's like I think my TV now controls my Amazon account, because it's asking me all these questions and making me go through all these procedures when it knows all this stuff already.
Well, I need to get something straight here. Are you saying that your daughter is more important than that frosty song?
Yeah. Honestly,
okay.
I mean,
I would be mad if it was. Anyway, I love all of y'all. Have a blessed evening. Talk to you later.
Love you too.
Thanks,
bye.
Man.
You're the best. Appreciate you, Cooter. So did it? Oh, your order's been placed. Well, thank you very much.
Man,
Greg, we have a traffic situation.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
I care that somebody might have been hurt.
This is about this accident in front of Hardee's again. It's a pickup truck that is flipped over.
Okay.
And they've been listening for it in the traffic report and haven't heard it yet. So I want to make sure it gets on.
Well, there's one way to fix that issue quickly. Yeah. I'm going to go right here.
I have sent a text.
And see what we got. See what caused it. 50.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had the report of an accident on Atlanta Highway near the probate office. This is going to be near Faulkner, right in that stretch between there and Krispy Kreme. Possible overturned vehicle. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Also an accident Eastern Boulevard at Arbor Station. Use caution there. Elsewhere, we are very busy. We've got a lot of traffic on the roads, I-65 and 85, heavy traffic. 85 southbound from South Union up to the 65 interchange. We've got slow traffic there and slow traffic 85 northbound from Taylor Road to Chantilly. Taylor Road very congested, as well as Atlanta Highway and 231 to Wetumpka. A lot of cars out there this afternoon. Please use caution and drive carefully. Everything for the holidays at Premier Place. After shopping, eat at Poblano's, King Buffet, or Sweet Frog Frozen Yogurt. It's all at Premier Place in Prattville. Another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Brubaker Motors, where you can shop online anytime at brubaker.com. It's better at brubaker.com.
Hey, everybody. You know where else it's better? They're closed today. But Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. You want to get some great stuff? I'll tell you what. I've got to get out there before I go to Florida to get an arborvitae tree. I've seen them in my neighborhood now.
Really?
Doing my bike thing. And I like one house has they did something pretty sophisticated. They kind of built up a garden on the corner of their property, and it's got sort of a contoured surface. But the arborvitae is in the middle of that, with a rock base,
ooh,
you know, and it looks amazing. And they're very symmetrical.
Oh, that's great.
I have visions of maybe planting four down the right front of the bank, and I could decorate all those trees and light them up for Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they're also a tree that looks good year round.
Right.
Like you.
They should rename it the Greg Goodell tree. Yeah, don't get confused. Don't go out to Fitzpatrick Greenhouses and tell Clay Four, I'd like one of those Greg Goodell trees that you sell.
Yeah, man.
He may not know it's the arborvitae that you're referring to, but it is they're just awesome. And only $50, these are 5 to 6 foot trees that are ready to go home and grow and thrive. Plus a whole array of plants that work well in cold weather, from snapdragons to pansies and more. At unbelievable prices, and grown to be healthy and to last and last and last. And you'll love the drive out there. It's 15 to 20 minutes from Chantilly Parkway and Vaughan Road East on Highway 110, just past mile marker 22. Look to your left, and you'll see these giant greenhouses. And boy, the choices you're going to have are amazing. Cash check business. Please tell Clay Four. And by the way, if you have questions on where to plant, where to place, how often to be watered, how much sun, how much shade, they've got it all for you. That's why mine are still thriving, because he told me what to do and I listened.
And you did it.
And it looks good.
Yeah. And Seth helped me.
Hey, man.
Credit where it's due, my friend. That's Fitzpatrick Greenhouses. Oh, one other step. Go to Facebook and type in Fitzpatrick Greenhouses and see the 3D pictures and video clips they've got. That we'll convince you if nothing else does.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer. It's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, Montgomery. Tis the season to switch to WOW. Super fast Internet 100 for $34.99 per month. Get more internet speed for a great price. See how you can get a $200 Visa card from WOW. Go online at WOWway.com.
Wow. Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
General States Pricing. Sales price does not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
These days, it's okay to do some things halfway, like wearing your pajama bottoms on a work call. But managing your prescriptions shouldn't be one of them. That's why CVS has a proprietary search tool to find ways that may help lower your prescription costs and will deliver them for free. No wonder CVS customers are better than most at staying on prescriptions, which tends to make you healthier. Come in or call today and get a free prescription savings review at CVS. Savings vary. Not all patients eligible for savings. Delivery restrictions apply. Visit CVS.com for details.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Greg Budell, Rosie Brock, Seth Spotlow, yes. And our final minute with Laura. Hello, Laura.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
More interested in how you doing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I kind of got a little complaint, too.
Oh.
You ready for another complaint?
Yes.
Okay. I live in Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
And I grew up listening to you. And I love your radio shows. And that's why I listen to you now. I look you up. I'm down here in Liberal Health, so, you know, nice to find a conservative station. But, boy, you sure trash South Florida a lot. And let me tell you something. You had it going on down here. You were a superstar. You know, I mean, life was good to you down here, and now you trash us all the time.
I don't trash. Well, my daughter lives down there. Why would I do that?
Oh, I hear you always talking about, like, the idiots in South Florida.
Well, now, Laura.
Yeah.
Everything you said is true. And
it is true.
You know what? You should read, and I'm still in touch with a lot of folks down there. My daughter works for the zoo. She's a graphic designer, and our history with that zoo is long and illustrious and amazing.
Which zoo?
Zoo Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, she's a chip off the old blockhead to some extent with creativity. If you get a chance, go to riverregionboom.com and look for my column. It's written for boomers, those people.
Oh.
Unlike me, who are 50 and older.
Yeah, me too.
You look good.
And I tell a lot of good Florida stories in there, and there's one in there this month that says nothing bad. Well, it's December. Tomorrow it'll be up. That says nothing bad about Florida. It's called The Christmas Shoes. It's a true story.
Oh. Okay, I'll look for it. I want to ask you a question. If my memory serves me correctly, didn't you do something where you're looking for your island princess?
Oh, my God.
Yes! Oh, my God. Yes! So awesome! You are the best! Yes, lame-ass story come to life.
I have told that story here, have I not?
Just the other day.
Yeah, just the other
so
day.
So awesome, Laura, you're the
Did
best.
You really?
Yes.
Because
one of them?
It was the biggest damn mistake any radio personality ever made in history, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I just remember that happening. I didn't go to I think it was like a Mr. Laughs event or something. I didn't go to it. But I remember thinking, like, every girl wanted to be Greg Budell's girlfriend. That's the truth, too.
We have that now on the podcast for this hour, which she just said, so I have proof and evidence that every story I've ever told on this show over the last 15 years has been true.
I believe them. I've heard you tell a lot of them. I remember you were like
so, Laura,
huge down there.
What happened to us, Laura?
We got old.
But y'all still
but
look
you know
good.
But you know what?
What?
Still having a good time, so.
Yeah, me too.
That matters.
I'm so glad you called, and I hope you will call again.
Okay.
Well, I'm serious, Laura.
I listen to you all the time.
Message me through Facebook, something, anything.
I am a Facebook friend of yours.
Oh.
I'm kind of a stalker.
I don't mind.
Hey.
I'm only kidding. I'm not a stalker, but no, I just remember you from the early days. You know, when you get to be our age, you're like,